Storm on the Island GCSE English Literature Podcast by Seamus Heaney, a study guide audio episode. Hello and welcome to your GCSE English Literature Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most powerful and layered poems in the anthology, Storm on the Island by Seamus Heaney. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdXL, or OCR, this poem rewards careful, analytical reading. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to write about it in the exam, with confidence, with precision, and with the kind of perceptive analysis that earns you the top marks. So let's get started. Grab a pen because there are some key quotes and ideas you'll want to jot down. Let's begin with the basics. What is this poem actually about? Storm on the Island is a dramatic monologue. That means a single speaker addresses us directly as if in conversation. The speaker is part of an island community, and they're describing how they prepare for and then experience a ferocious Atlantic storm. On the surface, it sounds simple, but Heaney, one of Ireland's greatest poets, is doing something far more complex. The poem was published in 1966 in Heaney's debut collection, Death of a Naturalist. This is important context. Heaney was writing at a time when Northern Ireland was on the brink of what became known as the Troubles, a period of violent political conflict between those who wanted a united Ireland and those who wanted to remain part of the United Kingdom. Many critics argue that the storm in this poem is not just a natural storm, it's a metaphor for political violence, for the threat of conflict that the community cannot control and cannot fully defend against. Now let's look at the poem's key themes. The first and most obvious theme is the power of nature. Heaney presents the storm as an overwhelming, almost military force. Notice the language he uses? Bombarded and strafes. These are military terms, the language of warfare, not weather. The storm doesn't just blow, it attacks. This choice of language is crucial for your analysis. When you write about it, don't just say Heaney uses military language. Explain the effect. It suggests the storm is as threatening and as indiscriminate as armed conflict. It dehumanizes the threat. The enemy has no face, no motive, and no mercy. The second theme is human vulnerability. Look at the poem's opening. We are prepared. We build our houses squat. That word prepared sounds confident, doesn't it? But as the poem progresses, every preparation is shown to be inadequate. There are no trees to act as windbreaks. The hay is not in the loft, the fields are bare. Heaney systematically strips away every comfort, every defense, until the community is left utterly exposed. This is a powerful structural technique. The poem builds a false sense of security, then dismantles it. The third theme is the illusion of safety. This connects to the poem's most famous and most quotable line. Strange, it is a huge nothing that we fear. This is a paradox, a seemingly contradictory statement. The storm is real, the fear is real, but Heaney calls it nothing. Why? Because the storm, like political violence, like existential threat, is ultimately invisible. It is air, it is wind, it is force without form. The community is terrified of something they cannot see, cannot hold, and cannot fight. This is deeply unsettling, and examiners love candidates who can unpack this paradox. Now let's talk about form and structure, because this is where many candidates miss marks. The poem is written in free verse. There is no regular rhyme scheme. This mirrors the unpredictability of the storm itself. However, the poem has a loose, iambic pentameter base. That's the same rhythm as Shakespeare's plays, 10 syllables per line with alternating stress. This gives the poem a conversational, almost spoken quality, which reinforces the dramatic monologue form. It feels like someone talking to you, directly, urgently. Enjambment, where lines run on without a pause, is used throughout the poem. The line doesn't stop at the end. It tumbles forward, just like the storm itself. Enjambment creates momentum, relentlessness, the sense that the storm cannot be stopped or contained. There's also a clear volta, a turning point, roughly two-thirds through the poem. The tone shifts from confident preparation to fearful confrontation. This structural shift is essential to discuss in your essay. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the poem is only half the battle. The most common mistake candidates make is treating this poem as simply being about a storm. Examiners want to see you explore the symbolic and metaphorical layers. If a question asks, how does Heaney present the power of nature? The best answers will also consider what that nature might represent. Political threat, existential fear, the vulnerability of community. The second common mistake is feature spotting. This is when a candidate writes something like, Heaney uses alliteration and spits like a tame cat. Full stop, that earns you very few marks. You must analyze the effect, ask yourself, what does this alliteration do? The soft, sibilant sound creates a hissing, menacing quality. The storm sounds like an animal, unpredictable and dangerous, even when it seems controlled. Third mistake, neglecting structure. Many students analyze language brilliantly, but forget to discuss form and structure. Remember, Assessment Objective 2 covers language, form, and structure. Talk about the enjambment, talk about the volta, talk about the dramatic monologue form. These are easy marks that many candidates leave on the table. For context, Assessment Objective 3, remember that context should be woven into your analysis, not bolted on at the end. Don't write a separate paragraph saying Heaney was Irish. Instead, integrate it. The military lexus of bombarded and strafes may reflect Heaney's experience of growing up in Northern Ireland during a period of political violence, suggesting the storm operates as a metaphor for the inescapable threat of conflict. Finally, on timing, for a 30-mark poetry question, spend 5 minutes planning, then write for around 40 minutes. That gives you roughly 8 to 10 well-developed paragraphs. Quality over quantity. 3 brilliant paragraphs beat 6 thin ones every time, right? Cover your notes and test yourself. I'll ask the question, pause, then give you the answer. Question 1. What form is Storm on the Island written in? Answer, dramatic monologue, written in free verse with a loose iambic pentameter base. Question 2. Name 2 military terms Heaney uses in the poem. Answer, bombarded and strafes. Question 3. What is the paradox in the poem's final lines? Answer, strange. It is a huge nothing that we fear. The storm is real, but described as nothing, suggesting the threat is as much psychological as physical. Question 4. What is the effect of enjambment in the poem? Answer, it mimics the relentless, unstoppable force of the storm, creating momentum and urgency. Question 5. What contextual link can you make to Heaney's background? Answer, the poem was written in 1966 before the outbreak of the Troubles in Northern Ireland. The storm may symbolize the political violence and conflict that Heaney's community faced. Let's bring it all together. Storm on the Island is a poem about far more than bad weather. Heaney uses the storm as a vehicle to explore human vulnerability, the illusion of safety, and the inescapable nature of threat, whether natural, political, or existential. The poem's free verse form, its enjambment, its military lexus, and its devastating paradox all work together to create a sense of helplessness in the face of overwhelming force. In the exam, remember, analyze the effect of language choices, discuss form and structure, integrate context naturally and always, keep your argument focused on the question. The key quotes to memorize are, we are prepared, bombarded, strafes, spits like a tame cat, strange, it is a huge nothing that we fear. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing, and good luck in your exam. Until next time, happy studying.